పొమ్మల్ పెరుంజోరు. పొమ్మల్ మీన్స్ వెరీ మచ్. పుహరు మీన్స్ ది రైస్. కవర్ బడదల్ మీన్స్ డిజైరింగ్. కయ్యై అండ్ వర్బ్ విచ్ ఇస్ రిగార్డెడ్ కయ్యై ఉడయాయ్ బీయింగ్ వన్ హ్యావింగ్ ది హ్యాండ్స్ ఆఫ్ ద టైప్. కయ్యై కళుమ గిడినెస్ మాంది ఈటింగ్ సమ్ చూసింగ్.
Huh? Why does he eat yesterday's rice? He's saying the rice is old rice.
Yesterday the rice will be prepared during the night. The food.
So that he doesn't need to come back from the fields.
He will take it. Taking food with the hot food will be difficult for them. Taking hot, they are not accustomed to take hot food in the morning. In the morning time, preparing food and fresh and eating is not so easy. And they don't like it. The food that has been prepared the previous day and in which the water has been put, and that will be very nice. Till the independence for India, all the people have been eating only that. In the morning. Even when they have been young people, in the morning we will eat only palayadu. Palayadu means the old rice. That is the rice which had been prepared the previous day in which water was put. And with beautiful curd, we will be eating. That was the thing that had been. Only that will give, and without the it will have the appetite will not come, will be delayed for some time. If we eat, they will eat some chusini, and up to the evening they won't have hunger. That is very good for the health. Only that thing they can do, because they have to start by the morning. Before dawn they will start, because if the sun rises and goes up, there will be heat. These buffaloes cannot do work. During the time when the daytime becomes hot, it won't do any work. For before the sun becomes hot, the work must be finished. Even today, the ploughing must be done before 10 o'clock. So that this fellow need not undergo trouble in the hot sun. And the buffalo or the bull cannot undergo trouble in the hot sun. So from 6 to 10 or 10:30 they will be doing. After that they will loosen the buffalo from the plow and leave it off. The buffalo cannot tolerate the heat, because it will be putting its body in the water. For that purpose, he has to start by 4:30 or 5. Who will prepare food at 3 o'clock for him? And how to prepare, how much time it will take, it's not so easy as today. Because everything must be prepared. They may have paddy in the granite, but not rice. It will be pizzled and rice must be taken. It's not so easy. Setting in some paddy and bringing the rice is not so easy. It must be preserved by those people. How many times it will consume? Then, and the oven must be lit. He may not have very good wood. It may not be dry, it may be wet. Then, the raising fire, it will take some hours. Very, very difficult thing in those days. So everything had been prepared the previous day, and the rice had been put to water. But it must be, the water must be put, that is very essential. Because the rice will get decayed. Water must be put. Then only every rice will be separate, one by one. It will be nice to eat.
What is the karuman?
Hmm?
The karuman.
Kavarbuda.
Karuma.
Karuma. Karuma means to have giddiness.
Giddiness. Mm-hmm.
Karuma, to have giddiness. What is it? நீர் சோற்றை உண்ணின் சிறிது மயக்கம் உண்டாமாதலின் கழும மாந்தி என்றார். But if you do work, everything will go away. If you eat fully and keep silent, you will be sleeping. Sherry means field. If it is small row, it is battle. Adunar. Adunar means those who are depending on him. One andi irupavar. That's most probably, and those who have been engaged in transplantation will be only ladies.